Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
My expert this Tuesday afternoon is wedding planner Lindsay Moyna from House of Hannah and Wendor, who's with me in studio today. Good afternoon, Lindsay. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, how are you doing?
Not bad. For anybody who's recently got engaged, if they're currently planning a wedding, what is your top piece of advice for them, first of all?
Well, first of all, congratulations. It's such an exciting time in somebody's life, you know, but it is the first time to plan such a large event, and it can be very overwhelming at the beginning, and people are so excited and they're quick to weigh in with their own advice and what went right and wrong for them. But the first thing you really need to do is actually sit down and try to figure out, what type of wedding do you want to have? You've been to plenty. What did you love about the others that you attended? What maybe stuck out as to, you know, what you didn't like? And the first thing you're going to really look at booking is your venue. But even before you do that, it's never any harm to like consider what it is that you're going to be comfortable investing in. This weddings are expensive. Nobody should go into debt over it. So sit down, look at the finances, figure out what you want to spend, half it immediately, because the first half is going to go to your wedding vendor, your wedding venue, and the rest then will go to suppliers. So figure out the money first and the guest list.
The guest list before you do you need an idea of numbers before you go looking at venues?
You do, yes.
Yeah, I would have thought you
And like they kind of go hand in hand. The budget piece and the guest number piece will kind of inform each other. You know, a lot of venues will have a minimum number that you can have at a weekend for a Friday or a Saturday. So whether you have, you know, if their minimum number is 150 and you're only inviting 120, you're still going to be paying for the 150 guests. So it mightn't be that suitable for you.
Okay.
You know, so you do need to know their capacity, what their minimum number is and what their maximum capacity is before you go look at them.
Right. Loads of questions to fly through from listeners. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question for Lindsay Moyna today. James in Cork says, should I be prioritising a venue that does Cork? The one I like doesn't, and I fear it's end up going to cost an awful lot more money otherwise.
It can be quite hard to find venues that offer corkage, actually.
You bring in your own booze,
and oftentimes you will still have to pay a corkage fee if you do find one. There's a handful that I'm aware of that they don't charge you that, and certainly some of the houses where you kind of rent them exclusively over the weekend, you know, will be a bit more flexible in that regard. But it kind of ends up working out very similar, you know, especially if you do have to pay the corkage fee. It can be anything from 10 to 15 euros a bottle. You really need to talk to them, and then you're buying in the wine. You know, even if you're buying it at wholesale, you might have a restock fee if you don't use all of it. So it depends. I suppose if somebody's bringing it in from France, they might get a great deal on it. Again, it kind of comes down to your priorities for the wedding. You know, how important is the wine to you? Certainly some venues, you know, if wine is very high on your priority list and they're not offering a selection that you're thrilled with, you know, maybe then going the route of an exclusive venue is for you.
Okay. How soon is too soon to book a band?
Nothing is ever too soon. I do find everything books out quite quickly here. Bands, photographers, videographers, any kind of vendor that they can only take on one of in a wedding day, you should look at them well in advance.
Well, like, so this listener says, Lindsay, they're getting married in 2 years' time. Is it too soon?
Oh, that could be too soon. Again, it's kind of 18 months out is always good.
Right.
You know, some will take a booking 2 years in advance, but for some vendors, it could be quite hard to actually know what they're doing in 2 years' time. So it can be a little bit too soon, but certainly reach out to them. You'll be quick to find out whether they can take the booking or not. But certainly as soon as you have your venue and your actual wedding date, you can start looking at securing the rest of your vendors.
087 1400 106 if you have a question for Lindsay today. How much should I be spending on photographers and bands? I'm getting quotes at the moment, but I've no idea if they're too high or low.
Yeah,
it's a good question.
Yeah,
what's the ballpark?
Honestly, the ranges are quite vast. I've seen everything from, you know, 1,000 euros up to 16,000 euros for Irish-based photographers, and same with bands, if I'm being honest as well. Really, you should be looking at what you can afford. Once you set out your budget, you're going to put your 50 or 60% towards your wedding venue, and then you're probably going to look at somewhere between 3 and 5% for your photographer. I always encourage people to invest in their photography, because it's the one thing after the wedding that you are going to be looking for and will look at for years and years to come. So spend your time looking at various photographers. Make sure you can imagine yourself in their photographs, you know, because it's very easy to follow trends as well at the moment, but you want to make sure that you still love those photos on your wall in 10 years' time. So do spend a little bit of time, interview them a little bit if you can as well. That sounds terrible, but what I mean is, like, they're going to spend so much time with you on your wedding day, you want to make sure you actually get on really well with them as well.
Good
and
point.
That they add to your overall day. But certainly I think, you know, 2 to 5, you'll certainly get some amazing photographers for that. You are paying for
about two and a half grand for the photographer.
Yeah, and that'll come down to their packages as well. You know, it feels a little bit on the low side in comparison to what I've been seeing lately.
Right. And
you
for
know,
bands?
For full days of service, you can do anything from, I've seen everything from 1500, honestly, right up to 12, 14 grand lately, you know, and that depends on the band's size. Again, their experience, you know, if they're covering music
maybe
all
do they
day long.
Include a DJ as well.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, DJ only is becoming really popular, you know, and there's some amazing DJs out there. So certainly if it's if a band is not something that you are, you know, that excited about, certainly look at a DJ. That can be a great option.
How much correspondence is reasonable to expect from my venue? I find they're really slow at getting back to me. I'm paying a fortune and I think I should be able to expect a quick reply. Good question.
Yeah, well, a wedding venue is probably taking on 2 to 3 weddings every single weekend. So, again, I don't know the particular venue they're speaking about, but some of them could be taking on 2 to 3 weddings in every week. So that's a lot of couples to correspond with on a daily basis. And then they're also looking after new inquiries and things like that as well. It would probably be no harm to have a meeting with them. And you also need to remember that with a wedding venue as well, it can be common for the coordinator to change too. You know, they're kind of coming in, maybe doing a 9 to 5. They might leave and go to another venue. So there's all of that to consider as well. Maybe the handover hasn't been as smooth. I think if you're getting anxious though, you know, you do need to raise that with the venue and have a meeting. You know, whatever. If they feel very organised, you shouldn't be so concerned. Okay. You know, if you're not speaking to them, you don't need to be speaking to them weekly. If you feel that you should be, that's probably because you've more insecurities about the venue for some other reason.
Okay, quick answer to this. Wedding favours, yes or no?
No.
Yeah, waste of money.
Yeah.
My venue have a minimum number of people to stay. I didn't realise that when I booked it and I've already paid the deposit. I really don't want to force people to stay there if there's a cheaper option. Is there anything I can now do about this?
If you've already signed a contract, it can be very, very difficult. It would have been in the T's and C's of the contract when you were signing it and paying the deposit. But I would still try reach out to them, see if there's any sort of a compromise that you can come to with them. And then, I mean, in my experience, even though there's always it's one area where people do get a bit worried that they're not going to be able to fulfill. We're nearly always trying to look for more rooms. So it ends up being the other problem. A lot of people actually don't like to stay off site if they're going to a wedding because, you know, they don't have to travel at the end of the night.
Now, Lisa says one venue I like won't let us come down until later on the day before the wedding because there's a wedding there that day. Will that be a nightmare? Will I be stressing myself too much not to have the whole day there beforehand to prep?
I think just be really organised at home first. Again, this is actually very, very common, you know, and I would kind of put it in the other way. Like if it was your wedding and somebody else was coming in on top of you, you know,
they want to make all their stuff.
Yeah, they want to make sure they want to treat everybody the same. So I would just say be extremely organised, you know, have your different bags set out, you know, for getting ready in the day that you can kind of put away what you need the following morning. Just be as organised as you possibly can. Know where everything is. And, you know, that's what bridesmaids are for. Assign those kind of things to them to help and give you a hand.
Yeah, it's not just a free dress.
No.
My venue is slightly outdoorsy, so the accommodation is like little huts. They don't supply towels for guests and a lot of mine are flying in, so I don't want them to be squeezing towels, etc. into their hand luggage. Do you know companies that rent them?
Off the top of my head, no, but maybe if you get in touch with some of the providers that would generally provide to hotels, they might be open to doing something with you on that. I would say though, sometimes they can end up being as expensive, you know, than going into one of the local big shops here and just purchasing them in bulk. Or you can get those microfiber towels. No, maybe you could put that.
They're brilliant.
Yeah.
I love them.
I brought them on holidays this year as well and they squeeze tiny. So yeah, they're a great option. And if you have a website or something like that or some form of communicating with your guests, you should encourage that.
Getting married in 2 years and have lots already booked. Never too early to book.
No.
Says this listener. Great question.
Very organised.
Yeah. Is it still the norm for the bride and groom to pay for the outfit for the bridesmaids and the groomsmen? We're trying to do it on a budget, so wondering what the options are.
Well, yes, if you want them to wear something very specific. That's kind of for an Irish couple. I would say for our US couples, it would be more normal for them to provide their own. But if you are a bit more open to ideas and if you're budget conscious, why don't you give them the option of choosing something that they may already have in their wardrobe? I have probably 5 or 6 bridesmaids dresses that I'll never wear again.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and they might have some lovely gowns. You know, maybe give a colour palette for example, if you're going for pinks and greens, and they might be able to choose something quite nice from what they have already or what they can borrow from somebody else. You can get very creative with stuff like this, especially, you know, if it's lower in the priorities list.
Lindsay Moyna, wedding planner, you can find at House of Hannah and Wendor as well. Lindsay, thanks a million.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.